Bob, how do you evaluate that start by Mingdon, especially with more, a few more walks than usual?
Right, four walks. You know, as you saw in the second, he's trying to go down and away to Correa, you know, middle in and up. Janis ball down the middle, walking a few guys. So the command really is, I think, the difference between what we saw in May and what we're seeing right now.
Obviously, he's coming off of a start that was somewhat similar. What do you see going on there between the two of them?
Same thing. I mean, he's missing in the middle of the plate when he's missing, and he's not getting ahead in the fashion he was earlier. He'll get back to it, just gone through a little bit of a rough patch.
What do you think of what Chapman's doing here recently, and how's his hand?
He's okay. He's swinging the bat great. I mean, his BPs are great. He's using the whole field, seeing the ball early. Early in the season, he was similar to this, but right now I think he's seeing the ball as well as he has all year, and you know, you're seeing that the last few games.
What do you think about the approach against McCullers tonight? A few opportunities, but it seemed like usually they came with two out.
Yeah, you know what? You know he's going to throw sometimes 70% breaking balls. It's tough to go up there and look for a breaking ball, but there's certain guys that you have to, and I think a few of our guys did at times. Maybe just didn't track him well. He's throwing a lot more changeups, especially to right-handers now. But this is one guy that throws a ton of breaking balls, and if you're going to go up there and look for a fastball every pitch, you're not going to get him. But they knew that going in.
I guess a team and a pitcher this good, how much does it hurt just getting the one run in the first inning?
Yeah, I mean, we get, you know, first and second, man, it's not like we crush those two balls, but we're, you know, we have some guys coming up that we feel like are, you know, for the guys that are driving the runs in, hopefully get an early lead against them and get some momentum. We do end up getting one run. You always like to get a run, but potentially we get a little bit more. At the end of the day, it's still a run. We still have a lead. It was just the bottom of the second, or the top of the second that hurt us.
Bob, are teams pitching Jed differently, or how would you explain just kind of, I'm sure you didn't expect him to hit 350 all year, but how would you explain the drop-off production?
Struggling some right now. I mean, you know, everybody goes through stretches like that, and I think it's probably a little more visible based on the fact that he got off to such a great start. But he'll turn it back around, and you start to grind on yourself a little bit. You tense up a little bit at times, you know, and not have the freeness in your swing. But I mean, if anybody understands what he's doing and you know where he is at a certain time, it's Jed. So. Continuing to look a lot of video. He's trying to make some adjustments. Got a couple days off and might just be, you know, one good game to get some going back in the right direction.
Your bullpen tonight had another good outing. What can you say about their effort?
Yeah, they've been doing a nice job. You know, you'd like to, you know, we've been spreading around here, at least tonight. You know, it's usually the guys that we're using in games when we're ahead, but, you know, everybody came in behind them tonight, did a good job, and you need everybody in your bullpen over the course of the season, so. They've been pitching well.
Thank you.